Hello everyone, market analyst Stephen Daglian here with your mid-session report on Friday. Well, so far so good. The ASX 200 is just holding on to gains of around 0.25%, certainly improving from what was quite a slow start to the session. But it is the second straight day of improvements at the moment. The gains are small though, as has been the case really for three straight days. So the moves really from Wednesday onwards have been somewhat aimless. We've been, you know, going back and forth from small improvements one day to modest losses the next. And I think bigger picture here, what's more important is what has happened and what is happening in markets globally over a longer period of time. I mean, it looks like we might make this a relatively good week. We're up about 0.75% to about 1% so far this week. But last week, we fell 6.5% and we're down almost 10% in June as well. We're also in the final stages now of the financial year, and that can create a bit more unpredictable movements in markets. You know, some investment and fund managers can at times close out some of those stocks that have been underperformers, and other investors can also sell to take a bit of a tax loss at this time of year as well. Now, last night we heard from the US Central Bank Chair Jerome Powell. He testified before Congress for a second day, basically reiterating that a recession is a possibility. That comment seems to have garnered a lot of attention from markets, and in turn has actually pushed or kept markets' expectations for big rate hikes later in July when they meet next quite elevated. We also had a number of updates on the state of manufacturing in the UK, across Europe and the United States, and it just continued to show that there is a bit of a slowdown taking place in manufacturing and activity levels at the moment. Now, locally today, we've got tech stocks actually standing out. By far the worst performers this year, but they're up about 3.5%. Telcos, property trust, another underperforming area of our market this year, also higher. And some of the retailers are doing reasonably well. But again, they've fallen very heavily this month because of, you know, the larger than expected rate hike from the Reserve Bank in the first opening fortnight. We've had a bit of company news around, nothing really significant, but we've heard from shipbuilder Austal, which is up around that 1.5% mark. It was awarded an extra $65 million of work to do for the US Navy. This is basically an upgrade to an existing contract that was signed off last year. Also, Qantas in focus, it's up slightly. It basically came out with an update today and said that the second half of the year is likely to see underlying profits sit between $450 million, nothing changing there at all. So basically just reiterating numbers it already provided in the past. It still is expecting a massive loss for the year though, due to Delta and Omicron outbreaks and the fact that obviously planes were grounded for, you know, much of the year. It also expects debt to fall, so an improvement in debt to around $4 billion by the end of this month. At the worst levels during the pandemic, Qantas's debt was up around $6.5 billion. Now, the losers on our market today, the worst performers are energy stocks, which, you know, falling heavily, but they only account for about 5% of the market, so not really having a huge impact. The financials, on the other hand, a much larger section of our market, are under a little bit of pressure, and we're also seeing some modest losses coming through from the iron ore miners. But for the time being, at least, we're seeing those improvers outweighing the losers. The Aussie dollar finally sitting at about that 69 US cent mark.